You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Callie Butenoff, coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on the show today, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
What's his name?
He would be Pat Kreitlow.
Kreitlow on the Kreit Show?
Yeah, he will be joining us after the 9:30 news. Among other things, we're to talk about Mandela Barnes, the former lieutenant governor of Wisconsin, now officially entering the race for Wisconsin governor.
Hold on. Yep.
Greg has thoughts about this.
I have lots of thoughts.
I also have thoughts, and we would love to hear your thoughts. After 9:30, when Pat Kreitlow joins us to talk about Mandela Barnes, again, officially entering the race for Wisconsin governor. He's going to have lots of competition. It's a very full field of Democrats. Lots of other Democrats.
Yep, saving those thoughts for later.
Also, dual citizenship.
Don't have it.
Yeah, well, you might not be able to have it.
Oh, man, I really wanted to be a citizen of the Congo.
Well, there is a new push among a couple of lawmakers, to get rid of dual citizenship in the United States. This, again, just kind of came out of nowhere. I don't know anyone who's been calling for this. I hear lots of people wanting to see things done about the economy and the high price of things and lots of other things we could address. But I haven't seen a big push of people coming together saying, we need to end dual citizenship. But we're going to do this, again, another solution in search of a problem.
I wouldn't even say, I mean, like, yeah, we'll talk to Pat about this, but it's honestly, I am, people are suffering and this is not the thing to be talking about.
Yeah. After 10 o'clock, in the 10 o'clock hour, all the best pardons. There's a lot of updates that we haven't gotten around to.
Yeah,
this is something we had been doing, kind of an ongoing little update.
Yeah,
we haven't done this in a while, and there's a whole bunch of new pardons just to reflect on.
To be fair, to be absolutely fair to the show, its lore, our canon, our fans, our listeners, the people even who don't like us, we did talk about them last week. We talked about the turkeys, and I think that was an important conversation. But I get what you're saying. Yeah, they're happening at such a rate now that they're barely covered in the news.
Yeah.
I'm getting most of the information from social media. And honestly, this is one where I'm looking at the major news outlets saying, these people are horrendous individuals and they're being released.
Yes.
With the golden calf of them all still waiting, and she will get that pardon at this point. There's no way she's not. It will happen at the quietest moment when no one's looking. Probably over the holidays.
Talking about Ghislaine Maxwell.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I absolutely agree. She'll be out. For the last half an hour of the show, as we always do, we try to lighten things up after the 10:30 news with a little audio sorbet. So Civic Media's genie of just about everything and the author of Slice of Wisconsin, Civic Media's Terry Barr, is going to join us after the 10:30 news. And we'll wrap up the show, as we always do, with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, the Take a Spin edition. Stick around for that.
Yeah.
It is day number two, Greg Bach.
Whoa, of what? Wait, of our, what
of
happened?
Our, of our multi-state text to win grown-up giftlets. Grown-up. Blah, 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 blah. Grown-up gift
Drinking
list.
Drinking on the radio is fun.
Words are tricky. It is our grown-up gift list. Day number two. See? Here's what you want to do.
What do I do?
Get your phone.
Got it.
Open up the Civic Media app.
Done.
Go to your favorite station, WAUK.
Understood.
Text in the word season.
We got to practice that.
Yeah, a little tighter. S-E-A-S-O-N. The word is season. Text in the word season right now. You have until 10 o'clock. This is the keyword for the hour. Text in the word season. You are in the running for our daily prize, which is $200 in cash. Going to come in very handy right before the holidays.
Yeah.
And then everyone is in the running for one of three grand prizes, including a brand new snowblower, stainless steel cookware set, a portable air conditioner. 2 weeks for this contest. So this is only day number two. You have many, 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 many chances to enter.
So there's 2 weeks left on the contest, and there's 2 weeks left with having you on the radio.
That's correct.
I'm happy about one. I'm not happy about the other, but
it's all going to be good.
And we're going to start talking about that, folks. If you don't already know, this is the final countdown. Jane will be retiring as of Friday, the December the 12th, and we will be having a cavalcade of individuals on to talk to us about Jane and how great she is. They will be embarrassing her. They will make her blush. She will have to receive and accept compliments, and you probably will see a tear or five. So join us over the next 2 weeks. And we're going to have a great time as we give Jane the send-off she so richly deserves.
That is
in a good way.
Very kind of
you. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Well, it's going to be fun. We're going to have some fun. Anyway, speaking of fun.
Yeah, that's what she did. She's like, anyway, stop talking about me.
Speaking of fun, text in the word season. S-A-S-E-A. S-E-A-S-O-N.
You're on your own, kiddo. 45 years in radio, seriously.
I can't even wrap it up with words. S-E-A-S-O-N. Season is the word. Text that in. You have until 10 o'clock to be in the running again for that $200 in cash and one of three fabulous grand prizes. Season, S-E-A-S-O-N. You have until 10 o'clock. Tom Hartman will have the next word for you. The next keyword for you coming
He'll
up.
He'll have two, actually, right?
In the 11 o'clock and then in the 2 o'clock hours. Or 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock hours with Tom Hartman. Good luck. Wanted to start off with this, and I'm very curious if you have run into any examples of this. I have one specific. But AI is becoming a lot more ubiquitous. We're just finding it in a lot more things. And now, this is from the Wisconsin Public Radio website. Evan Casey has the byline. These two Wisconsin counties now are using AI to handle non-emergency calls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. New artificial intelligence system in La Crosse County has handled so far over 40,000 calls. Back in May, La Crosse County started using AI to help people who call the non-emergency number. And Waukesha County is also testing a similar system, and they plan to have it fully in place by the end of the year. The La Crosse County Public Safety Communications Supervisor says the new system there has handled over 40,000 calls so far. They say this is not replacing any staffers. It's a force multiplier, a tool to make the job more efficient. So when you think about it, a lot of people will call 911 for reasons other than what would normally be classified an emergency. There's a dog on the loose. There's someone's parking in front of my house.
Yeah.
You know, people will call 911 for a lot of things. And so these are the kinds of calls that AI will handle and be able to then send you to the correct place. Sometimes people are calling about garbage hours.
Yeah.
And, you know, snowplow stuff and things like that, which can clog up the emergency system. So in that case, I can see where this would be helpful. But at the same time, AI still makes me personally very twitchy.
I know it does.
It does.
And that is the broader conversation of it all, because AI now applies to so much. And I think about what Zeke Fox talked to us about when it came to crypto, when he said, you're probably investing in crypto and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
And with AI, you are using AI and you don't even know it. I don't want to say I'm staunchly against it, but I try not to use it for anything other than what is either kind of forced upon me, like
Google search.
But even the Google AI search that comes up, I will look at their sources. I won't just look at what they say as law, because it can be wrong or it can be old or whatever. And I think that's the broader conversation about AI is, okay, what are the positive applications? What are the negative applications? What's still too new to really get into? What are things that AI just can't do and will never be? Like this whole thing of, oh, AI will be writing Hollywood movies one day. probably not, just because it's, I don't believe that. I just don't.
Even with all the modeling that they're doing?
Yeah, I still think there's still going to need to be people involved. It's not going to just be like, there'll be a script and it'll have to be rewritten. And that's another conversation. Right. But the point is when it comes to this, something that for me is, because we've been dealing with a version of AI for a long time when it comes to essentially a customer service aspect. And that's what this non-emergency line thing is. It's a customer service. You know, you're not calling 911. You're saying, hey, leaf pickup.
That right. Kind of, those kinds of things.
There is, even though it can be helpful, and I hope it is, there is an aspect to that whole thing that feels like when you call a number and you get a pre-recorded voice, it makes you say, oh, never mind. Because I know, like, oh, great, I'm going to have to dial one, or I'm going to have to dial zero, or it's going to put me in, like.
But see, I prefer that mm-hmm. over them trying to pretend this AI is a person. And I found that it was some service.
Yeah.
Either it was a furnace guy we were looking for, or a plumber, or mm-hmm. something. And when I called that number, it was AI.
Yeah. Did it tell you it was AI?
It did not.
See, I think it
should tell. And that bothered me.
It should tell you up front that, you know, you're talking to me. I'm an AI generated voice, but I'm here to help and tell me what you need. And it, you know, it depends on how integrated it is with the system and how helpful it is for the people. But I know that whether it's AI, automated, all those things can bring in a lot of frustration. And if it's a well-developed program and we're talking about non-emergency and it gets you to the place you need to go,
yeah,
then good.
Right.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't want to say no to AI for things like this that can be helpful.
I just don't want it masquerading as a human.
But that's what it's doing.
But again, I would respect it more if it said, my name is Frank, I'm AI.
Yeah, and I think
I could deal with that instead of this trying to pretend that you're human. I know, I'm pretty sure you're not.
No, I think it should be upfront, because I think what will happen is you'll get people yelling at it or saying, or trying to have a conversation, say yelling, but having a conversation and not realizing that
they're talking yeah. to a artificial intelligence.
Because we've all seen that where you call up a number, it says, say the thing you need. All right, I need customer service, or I need billing. And there's a pause. I'm sorry, I didn't hear. And it just depends on how good the AI is. And it should be recognized up front when you call. You've called the city of so-and-so. This, the non-emergency line, this is an AI voice.
Tony on the live stream says transparency is essential for mm-hmm. AI. I would agree with you, Tony. And that would be my biggest sticking point, right?
Yeah, I think that, and again, like yesterday's conversation with Micah, I don't want to be disrespectful to them, but for our older folks, there's a certain level of
sophistication
that you have to have, I think, and that helps with their experience. Or it becomes a frustration. They hang up and they never, or they call their kids saying, I tried calling and this guy just wouldn't stop talking. You know, sorry. I feel like I'm insulting older folks, and I'm not. I'm sorry.
Join us at 855.
Enter the contest. Season's the word.
752-4842 and stay close. You are listening to Matt Mayer on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call or text or leave a voice note. The number mm-hmm. is the same at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream. Good morning, live stream.
Yeah.
On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 9:30 news, Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, will be joining us. You can catch him 6 to 9 a.m. across the network. We're going to start with Mandela Barnes, former lieutenant governor of Wisconsin, now officially entering gubernatorial race here in Wisconsin. He's going to have lots of company. Many other Democrats already in the running, so we will talk about that, among many other things, with Pat Kreitlow coming up mm-hmm. in just a little bit. Right now, a reminder, mm-hmm. you have until 10 o'clock to get your phone out, open up the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, it's easily rectified. Go to wherever you get your apps, your app store, for example.
Yeah. I get my apps from grocery stores because I love a mini pizza.
Uh-huh. Different app.
Turkey sliders.
Different apps.
Oh, come on.
Go to wherever you get your apps. Download the Civic Media app. Pick your favorite station. In this instance, you may want to choose WAUK.
You can favorite a station, too, by the way. You can favorite it on the app. So it's always up top. It's right there for your choosing. If that's the station.
That's the one you want.
WAUK is the one you like.
And then text in the word right now. Season. S-E-A-S-O-N. Text in the word season. S-E-A-S-O-N. You have until 10 o'clock to text that in. It's part of our grown-up gift list multi-state text to win contest. Up for grabs every day for the next 2 weeks. $200 and three different grand prizes. Brand new snowblower, stainless steel cookware set, or a portable air conditioner.
And really quick, I saw someone come through. When you're texting in that word, just the word itself, spelled correctly, that's it. Melissa and Wausau, I saw you come through. You guys just say the word, and then you'll be entered. If you put anything else in there, it will only come through as a text message. I just want to let everyone know that. It's not just the spelling. It's just that one word. So
S-E-A-S-O-N, season is the word. Until 10 o'clock. You have until 10 o'clock to enter that. Tom Hartman will have the next word for you coming up in the 11 o'clock hour and then the 1 o'clock hour. It is our multi-state grown-up gift list text to win contest. The word this hour is season, S-E-A-S-O-N.
Not seasoned, Nancy. There you go. Gotcha. I see. You just came through. All right. I love, this is kind of my favorite part of the whole contest.
It's nice to watch it come in, though. I know.
Yeah. I love the back and forth, the helping each other. It is Giving Tuesday.
That's right. We're going to get to that next hour.
Awesome. Oh, and Troy says loaded potato skins are amazing. Thank you, Troy.
Yes, they are. it's so nice to see where the entries are coming from. Mm-hmm. We love to know where you are, like Bob in Reedsburg and Mark in Shorewood and Sean in Madison and Jim in Appleton and Jackie in Mosinee and Jesse in Dane County and so many. It just makes
me. We're just going to read all the names now.
Well, this is how we landed on some of our places to visit.
Correct.
When we went on the road.
Absolutely. Butternut.
But I had never heard of Butternut until we started these contests.
And now I sing the praises of Butternut and I tell people where Butternut is and I say that you have to go to the Butternut Lodge. Although that's hard to distinguish because there are a ton of lodges up there.
And they're all pretty fab.
They're all amazing. Yeah.
But anyway, good luck. Season is the word, S-E-A-S-O-N.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of time to talk about this, but I don't know if you live in the Milwaukee area, Milwaukee-Wauwatosa specifically, and I would think you live in Kenosha.
I do.
I would think this is a problem there, too. Mm. They didn't get around to picking up all the leaves before the snow fell last week.
Yeah.
So we have ginormous leaf piles in our neighborhoods. But I mean, huge leaf piles.
The question I have is that the leaf pile collection, though, in Milwaukee County ended on the 30th, though, right?
Right.
So if you were putting leaves out there after your pickup, you weren't going to get them picked up anyways, even if there was no snow. Like say you were on a Tuesday pickup.
You're out of luck.
You're out of luck, regardless of snow. So I'm wondering how many of those, because in Kenosha, what they do, you have to buy the thing called a bio bag, and you have to bag up your own leaves and put them
out.
So
you don't put them in the street along
the
curb. You don't.
I wish you did, because I feel like they're making you buy something. They're introducing a whole nother step to the process. And frankly, it's aesthetic. Leaves don't need to be raked up. They don't.
It was bad for your lawn.
It's good for your lawn, actually. Actually, the little critters can get at them and whatnot. It's not terrible for your lawn.
The grass.
I got red riot act last year when someone's like, why are you doing that? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I should never do that again. And so I don't. I don't like raking leaves. I hate it. I'll mow the lawn. I'll shovel the driveway. I feel like raking the leaves should be coming to my house, the county. Do it for me. I pay taxes.
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
Those taxes are going up, too.
Wauwatosa city officials, if you live in that area, say their last pass to pick up leaves is going to start either today or tomorrow once they switch things back, because the garbage trucks double as snow plows.
Yeah.
So they have to switch the tractors back over to leave those things. Our drivers will do their best to keep leaves off the grass, but with this much snow and plowing to the curb, some leaves will inevitably get pushed back onto the grass.
Yeah.
And then we have much colder weather coming in Wednesday night into Thursday. Yeah. Just to give you a little heads up so you can prep for this, we have Arctic air coming in Thursday with highs struggling to reach 13.
Struggling? Like they're like, struggling. I just want to get to...
If I could only be 13.
And folks, I don't have to tell you this, but I'm going to anyways because I feel better doing this. Just be aware, you know, make sure your pets are indoors. Don't let them... If you let them go out, let them go out for a short amount of time. Get them back inside because, you know, the 13 is... To cold.
13 is, yeah, it's going to be wicked cold. So just be prepared for
hey,
that.
Hey, folks, give me wicked cold out there. Keep your dogs inside.
Wicked cold. News is next, and then Pat Kreitlow will be here. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our home at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Don't forget our multi-state grown-up gift list. Text to Win contest is underway. Season, S-E-A-S-O-N. Season is the word. You want to text in via the Civic Media app until 10 o'clock this morning, so you can get in the running for our daily prize of $200, one of three grand prizes, but you can't win if you don't enter. So text in the word SEASON, S-E-A-S-O-N. You have until 10 o'clock, and good luck.
And speaking of grand prizes, guess who's here right now? The host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on Civic Media, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. Mr. Pat Kreitlow himself is here every single Tuesday. Good morning, Pat. Welcome to the show. How are you doing? Is there a lot more snow up there than there was this weekend?
I don't know how I got to be a grand prize. Do you like put a ball in a bushel basket and you get to take me home with you? Anyway, up here on Lake Wissota, I can report that for the very first time this season, there is a sheen of ice on the lake. It was bright blue, wide open yesterday.
Really?
And after last night's little plunge and some light snow, there's now a sheen of ice and some light snow on our part of Lake Wissota.
It's going to get
here we go.
Yeah, here we go is right, because at least here in southeastern Wisconsin, we're looking at a high Thursday of about 13, so I can only imagine it's going to be chilly up by you.
Yep, we'll see 10 below Thursday morning, most likely.
Oh, my gosh. This is not supposed to happen until January.
Well, this is why I worked so hard to be a dual citizen of the United States and the Cayman Islands for a time, and totally see the value in that, where others might not.
Yes, we're going to get to that in just a little bit, the whole dual citizenship thing. But let's start off, and I know you spent a little time talking about this on your show this morning. Former Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin and former candidate for Senate, Mandela Barnes, has now officially entered the race for Wisconsin governor. He joins a pretty crowded race already. And Greg has thoughts. He's been waiting.
I understood that there were some thoughts that might be shared here. Greg, would you like to share your thoughts?
Now, I know I'm not everywhere, all the things, all at once. And I'm sure the notion of running was rattling around in his mind before this. But I feel that this whole thing is the result of a way too early, way not accurate poll on where Wisconsinites were with the candidates of the 2026 governor's race. So they asked, there was a poll that came out that was done by a Democrat, or I should say a liberal firm and a Democratic or a Republican firm. They came together and they did a thing. And the numbers were just so, in my opinion, weak. Like, Mandela Barnes was 16% on the Democratic side.
Well, and which was far and above any other Democrats in that poll.
By about 7 points to the next one. But more than anything, it was undecided, don't care, or too early right now. There was far more like, this is too early of a poll. But no one was really talking that much about Mandela, because at that point, it was Francesca Hong, David Crowley, Sarah Rodriguez, and Kelda Royce. And so we were just sort of there, and I feel like that poll started getting him thinking, and people, and Dan Schaefer wrote an article about his 2022 race. I don't feel like there's a lot of push for him to do this. This just feels very unnecessary, and I think it's going to throw a wrench into the process for the others who are running in earnest. I just don't feel like this is the race of the time for him to do this. I don't know what he offers the campaign. I don't know what he's going to say. It's going to be different than the other ones. But personally, I feel that I'm going to be very, this is ego. This is very much ego, and I'm not happy about it.
That's fair. I mean, there are all kinds of folks who looked at that 2022 campaign of his and said, you know, it wasn't, it wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. And to which I would add only this. And again, I do not have a position in this, but I would only add that he came as close. It was the closest U.S. Senate race in state history. And B, not a single Senate Republican incumbent was defeated that year. It was a terrible cycle. It was the midterms for Joe Biden. And, it would have been, in hindsight now, it would have been huge had he been able to close it out. But he couldn't, in a rough cycle. And honestly, as I said during the show, this is such a parallel. He and Rebecca Cook are seen so similarly here in the 3rd Congressional District, mm-hmm. where you have people saying, well, she wasn't quite enough and she'll fall short again. And other people saying, what are you talking about? They almost did it. They're clearly popular. Let's get them over the hump. And this is a real debate. And this is a real quandary where there's not, you know, a right answer. There's not a cut and dried answer. So this is not going to be an easy 9 months for Democrats Mm-mm. until that August 11th primary.
Yeah, definitely. 855-752-4842. If you would like to join the conversation, Cassandra on the live stream says, I personally feel Mandela ran a lackluster Senate campaign and it doesn't bode well for a race for governor.
And that for me is the big point. If he would have ran an election or a campaign that was just a steam train moving forward with energy and a great platform and all these things that made you go, oh my gosh, this is the guy, and lost, that's something that can happen.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Let me push back this way, just as somebody who has run and who's had to raise all the money and who's had to, you know, put in the hours to do this. So I'm not saying this to pick a fight, but I figure let's get contrarian about this. How much more money would he have had to raise to do this? Do we really think that he sat in his pajamas and watched The Price is Right? It's a function of money. And the more time you spend in the room having to raise money, that's less time that you have out in the field. Whereas Ron Johnson can turn to those three billionaires who he helped with millions upon millions of dollars in tax breaks and say, hey, why don't you kick some of that back in here? They did. So he's the one that looked like he had more of the presence, even though he wasn't doing jack squat compared to the way that Mandela Barnes was going around. Again, I'm not saying that the point doesn't have relevance, but when we say, look like you're everywhere, have all that energy, it takes resources. It's not just your personal schedule and your amount of personal energy.
Well, and I think you make an excellent point, though, Pat. I think most of the general public, and that includes myself, because I've never run for office, we don't appreciate how much time you have to spend running after cash. That's got to be half the job.
Oh, it's more than half the job at times. It's my biggest regret running for Congress in 2012 was having to spend way too much time in a room with a telephone and not nearly enough time talking to voters about why Sean Duffy would be a bad choice. And as a result, look where we've put America now.
Right.
That's all on me. It's my fault.
Okay, then we're just going to end it there. Yeah. Let's blame Pat Kreitlow. We'll just blame everything on Pat.
Well, you may as well, because, I mean, that is why the congressional district lines are the way that they are. They drew them because they knew I was going to run against Duffy, and so they redrew the 7th and the 3rd to make the 7th more Republican and the 3rd, you know, more Democratic. And that's why the 3rd is as swingy as it is right now, was specifically to help Sean Duffy when they redrew the map in 2011. So you may as well blame me for all the rest of it, too. I'll take it. Bring it on.
Yeah. We're just going to pile on anyway, so we may as well blame everything on Pat Kreitlow. If you are just joining us, we're talking about the news that Mandela Barnes has officially entered the race for governor. We'd love your feelings on this, your take on this. 855-752-4842. For myself, I just don't think he's got it. I don't think He has the gravitas, and granted, yes, he was lieutenant governor, but beyond that, other than his experience as a community organizer, not to downplay that, but mm-hmm. I think when you put him up against a Kelda Royce or Sarah Rodriguez or Francesca Hong or Missy Hughes, I just don't think he comes with the amount of experience that these other candidates do.
And don't forget David Crawley serving as a county
right.
executive.
Right.
Every one of them has their points, which are going to work, you know, for or against them. You've got Missy Hughes, who, you know, was running the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, but has absolutely no political base whatsoever. So, you know, she's trying to make a name for herself as the not a politician lane. You've got somebody like Francesca Hong, who's going to run as the unapologetic liberal. And a lot of people are going to gravitate toward that because they want, you know, the word fighter comes up all the time. We don't want this. How did Mandela put it in his commercial here? It isn't about left or right. It's not about who can yell the loudest. And people go, don't say that it isn't about left or right. We are right now in a fight, if you will. And in some ways, they frame it as good versus evil. And this is no time to be in the mushy middle. But other people, that's exactly what they want, because most people feel like they're in the middle. This is not an easy path for anybody, especially if you don't have a lane and you're trying to figure out what is my lane in a field with you know, half a dozen people in it.
Yeah, what's going to set me apart? What's going to make me different?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think you had audio.
We do have a clip from this commercial from Mandela Barnes that debuted last night. Calvin, can we play a little sound from that clip, please?
Families doing everything right are still falling behind. So here's the reality check. The only way for our state to move forward is to reject the Washington way and get things done the Wisconsin way. It isn't about left or right. It's not about who can yell the loudest. It's about whether people can afford to live in the state they call home. A state where you can afford your health care, where your kids can learn a skill and stay close to home, where a good day's work earns a good day's pay, and where families can not only get by, but thrive. I'm Mandela Barnes. I serve Wisconsin in our legislature and as your lieutenant governor. I know how to bring people together, and I know how to get things done. Wisconsin, let's get to work.
That's part of Mandela Barnes' announcement, throwing his hat into the race for Wisconsin governor. Again, those are all wonderful sentiments. I mean, I've seen kind of the same things coming from Tom Tiffany, these big general statements mm-hmm. about, you know, we're going to make everything better and blah, blah, blah. And well,
you know, you and I are both hearing the same thing from the voters. What are you going to do?
What are right? your plans? What are the right. specifics? How are you going to make it more affordable?
And at this early stage, I don't blame candidates who don't want to necessarily, you know, box themselves in. And I always use the minimum wage one because it's an easy one. People get the number and everything. But there will be people who say, why wouldn't we have a $20 an hour minimum wage? We've got to have a $20 an hour minimum wage, you know, a livable wage, which right away makes you a target, not only for the Republicans, but for any Democrats who go, well, no, we can't afford that. We should definitely raise the minimum wage, you know, maybe half of whatever the case may be. But now they're not the ones who are boxed in. But some people want the ones who give you a specific saying, what are you going to do for me?
You can join us. 855-752-4842. We have many, many, many more months of this to look forward to. When we return, dual citizenship, is that going to go away? You are listening to Matt Mayer on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, our one, our only Calzone on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Pat Kreitlow is here from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow across the network, 6 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. Season, by the way, is the word. You have until 10 o'clock to grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app, and text in the word SEASON, S-E-A-S-O-N. It's all part of our two-week multi-state grown-up gift list text to win contest. Up for grabs, $200 in cash every day. And then three fabulous grand prizes, a brand new snowblower, stainless steel cookware set, or a portable air conditioner. But you can't win if you don't enter. Season is the word, S-E-A-S-O-N. You only have until 10 o'clock. So do it right now, just like Jack and Penny and Tom and Robert and Linda. Season, S-E-A-S-O-N. And then Tom Hartman will have the next word for you coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Pat Kreitlow, as I mentioned, is here. And this, of all the things that people haven't been clamoring for, I want to say this is among the top of the things people are not clamoring for. Getting rid of dual citizenship is now a thing.
Just as I think interest in it is spiking.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
A Republican senator's proposal to overhaul U.S. citizenship could actually force Donald Trump's wife and son into kind of a sticky situation because they are dual citizens. Melania Trump is Slovakian, and she and her son, Barron, both have dual citizenship with Slovakia, her home country.
But which is interesting.
Senator Bernie Moreno, Republican from Ohio, says he will introduce legislation to end dual citizenship by requiring American citizens to declare exclusive allegiance to the U.S. and renounce foreign citizenship. Quote,
it probably sounded better in the original German, but continue.
The Colombian-born Moreno said, quote, one of the greatest honors of my life was when I became an American citizen at 18. The first opportunity I could do so, it was an honor to pledge an oath of allegiance to the U.S. and only to the U.S. Being an American is an honor and a privilege. If you want to be an American, it's all or nothing. It's time to end dual citizenship for good.
What a joke. I'm sorry. What a joke. Let me make that clear again. What a joke. I have only one basic platform, if I had my magic wand, about the people that I would deport. White nationalists, Nazis, you know, people like that who, you know, are speaking in code like, you favor America and America only. I don't have time for that kind of xenophobia. I don't have time for that kind of jingoism. America got to be where it is because of the melting pot that it is, because we are welcoming, because we are, oh, here's that word, diverse. Mm-hmm. And that includes people who can have a citizenship in a second place that might be a homeland, an original homeland, or it might be an adopted homeland. Because there are certainly people that I know of who have already expressed interest in having dual citizenship someplace else because they have seen other parts of the world and understand that you can beat your chest as much as you want. We are not perfect here. And there are things we should be learning from other countries. Tolerance isn't the least of them. And frankly, this kind of proposal just screams to me of somebody who maybe would benefit from being deported and maybe appreciate, you know, life and citizenship in other places, not just the one where you happen to have political power right now. End of rant.
This proposal by Moreno, this Republican from Ohio, called the Exclusive Citizenship Act of 2025, would set up a system tracking dual citizens. They'd have a year to renounce foreign citizenship or give up their U.S. citizenship. Anyone who didn't comply within that year would automatically lose U.S. citizenship. And anyone who gave up their U.S. citizenship would be considered foreigners and treated as non-citizens.
I feel like that this is something that has never been brought up before this year, because there was something earlier this year as well. Also, there was a bill that came through. Thomas Massie put it through that or introduced it that if you're running for federal office, you had to declare what country your dual citizenship was from. And I feel like that's a law that already takes care of something that's out there. And finally, put this before the president. Have a reporter ask this question. See what his response will be, because I'm sure there will be there could be the law, but then, hey, are you someone of value to him? Just pay this $5 million fee and you'll be fine.
There'll be special exceptions, right? Special exceptions.
For the vice president as well. It's not just the president's
family. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I also wonder if this isn't an effort at some point for them to find a reason to stop expats from getting their Social Security down the road. For Americans who are currently living overseas, I would not be surprised if down the road they try and find a reason to cut off those people from their Social Security.
And yet they'll continue to protect overseas tax shelters for the very wealthy who can find ways to, you know, put their affairs in offshore tax havens.
Yeah.
That part's not going to change. And I know that from my 3 years of living in the Cayman Islands, of all the different ways that people look to hide their money, knowing that people in high political places will watch out for them while they're trying to cut somebody else's Social Security because they've decided to winter in a warmer place.
Well, and now we don't have to worry about the IRS going after high value tax cheats because they fired all those people. So life is good. Pat Kreitlow, join him weekday morning, 6 to 9 on the network. Thank you so very much, Pat. We'll see you later.
Thank you. See you later.
News is next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.